from Hatherley Road. I've got a few little memories from Hatherley Road. Little things like we used to go to bed in the afternoons on little makeup beds, and we used to have our milk in the mornings, bed in the afternoons.
Did they have blackboards?
Yes, yes, we had blackboards and little books, and little blackboards. And then I moved from there to St James, which is the sister's, go on to there to junior school. Infant school was mixed, toilets at the bottom of the garden, of the playground. You had to go out to the bottom to playground. Boys' toilets on the right, girls' toilets on the left. Then I went to St James School, which we were separated. The girls were in one half of the school at the back, and the boys were in the front half of the school.
Okay.
And we didn't play together.
Oh,
we played separately.
Right.
While I was at St James School, my sister died. She had meningitis. And she was at Hatherley Road School by then, and they closed the school for 2 or 3 days to investigate.
It wasn't
so much known about it then.
What year was this?
1947.
Right. Just after the war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my mother took me away from St James School. I think because she was a bit, I felt a bit precious, I suppose.
Yeah, very.
And she sent me to Ripston Hall. She paid me to go to Ripston Hall.
Ripston Hall is a very special school, isn't it? Can you describe it?
When I was little, yes, it was where the registry office is now.
Yeah.
It was a big building, classrooms at the bottom. You went up a staircase with beautiful ornate landing.
Yeah.
And quite a happy little school.
Yeah. Good.
A kindergarten, I think they called it then.
Yeah. Do you remember anything in particular about what you learnt at school in those days or how you learnt it, like arithmetic or your alphabet?
Yes, all of that in rhyme,
yeah,
mostly.
Do you remember any of the rhymes?
No, I don't actually. That was a little bit of my life where I suppose after my losing my sister, everything then was a little bit foggy.
Yes, yes.
Because I suppose I was 10.
Yes.
And I was a bit sad, probably.
Yes. Yes.
And moved around with different aunts and uncles while my mum and dad came to terms with what had happened.